Elissa Walker Campbell. Good evening and welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you've made it a point to join us this evening. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. We are coming to you from Houston, but you know what? Right now, it's time to pack our bags. We're going to head to Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to talk about those Cleveland Cavaliers, the defending world champions. I tell you what, they are off to a great start. They found success on Tuesday night against our producer, Giovanni Lopez. He loves his Houston Rockets. Well, I tell you what, the Cavs were able to find success with that 8-point win, and we are delighted to introduce to the program for the very first time, that is Bob Finan. He is a news reporter with the Medina Gazette in Ohio. He has also teamed up with our good friends from Triumph Books. The title of the book is 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great. I've got a little bit of a sugar high from all that Halloween candy that I had the other night. I'm trying to recover from that. So hopefully my voice will be able to power through the next 2 hours. But let's talk about your Cavs because they are off to a strong start in the 2016-2017 season. Give us some of, Bob, I'd say the early impressions, and how serious do you think they're going to take in the regular season?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to approach it like they did last year. If the guys need a day off, they'll give them a day off. And they did that all the way through the season. And when the playoffs came around, they were ready to play. You know, they didn't have the greatest record. You know, they won, I think, 57 games last year. They could have easily won probably 65 or so, but what does that really mean? It doesn't mean anything if you're not ready when the playoffs start, and that's what they're gearing the whole season to, those playoffs.
Bob Finan is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've extended an invitation to him because he's the author of his new book, 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We're going to hit on that, highlight that here momentarily. But I was asking you about, you know, how the Cavs, they should approach the regular season because you know what? I mean, Bobby, you know this. They're one of the oldest teams in the league, and you definitely want to be mindful of how many minutes LeBron James is going to play because you really want him to get fired up and be clicking on all cylinders when the month of May rolls around because that's when the real season gets underway.
Right. He's an old guy now, too. You know, he's like 30 years.
I think we all are.
But, you know, he played the fewest amount of minutes, or he averaged the fewest amount of minutes in his career last year. It was like 36 or something, 35. And, you know, he was ready and fresh for the playoffs. 2 years ago, he took off, I think, 8 games. Right in the middle of the season. And when he came back, he just came back just ready to go. So he's playing at a very good level right now. Kyrie Irving is off to a real strong start.
Yes.
Offensively, and is really playing well. And, you know, their role players are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
You're listening to the voice of Bob Finan, who's joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're highlighting his brand-new book is 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. So let's see here. If the Cleveland Cavaliers, let's talk some hypotheticals. If they win another championship, will LeBron James, do you think he's going to be back in that conversation with Michael Jordan as being perhaps one of the all-time greatest?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he is already. If he doesn't win any more titles, I think. You know, he has 3 now and has been to the finals like 6 years in a row or something. It's really crazy in this day and age to be able to do that. It's very difficult. And, you know, Jordan was Jordan. I mean, he might have been the best player of all time. But, I mean, I think LeBron's going to be in that conversation at least when his career is over, as being, you know, perhaps all-time best.
Bob Feinman is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Here in just a second, we are going to highlight his new book. It's titled 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. One of the things I wanted to ask you while you're on the program tonight is, what kind of feedback are you getting from some of the fans or from some of the colleagues that you work with in terms of who do you think is going to challenge the Cavs in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I think there's a couple pretty good teams in the East, including Toronto, of course, who they faced in the Eastern Finals last year. Toronto is very strong, and the Cavs played them the other night, and that one right down to the wire. And Kyrie hit a three, in fact, to win the game. But they're going to be right there, and I guess I wouldn't be totally shocked if Toronto was the number one seed in the East, but I still think Cleveland will hang on to that spot. In the Central Division, Chicago has really reshuffled the deck,
yeah,
and a lot of new faces there, and it's going to take them a while to get going. But there's still some pretty good teams in the East, but I think those might be the three of the best ones right there.
You talk about some of the top teams in the Eastern Conference that could challenge the Cavs. I also think back, you know, Kyrie Irving, because you had mentioned, you know, how well he has played early in the season. He had 32 points, in fact, over the Rockets the other night. He's averaging around 26 a night. What's he like? I mean, have you had a chance to interview him? Because he seems like he'd be just a fascinating interview. He's an interesting guy.
He's one of those guys that he's smarter than most of the reporters that are questioning him. And, you know, he's a Dukie. He's one of those Duke guys. He's really polished. And we've had quite a few of the Duke players through the years. And, you know, he was very reluctant to give up anything really early on. He's getting a little better with the media as longer as he's been here. But he's very interesting guy, very smart.
How important is, one more quick question before we talk about your book, how important is Kevin Love to the Cleveland Cavaliers? And do you think he has finally fit in and he's meshed with these guys?
Well, I think that kind of happened last year. The first year was a real struggle. And this is third year now. I mean, very few teams can say their third best player is a player of the caliber of Kevin Love. He's a quality player, really a great rebounder, and he's getting better defensively in their team defense. That was always kind of the knock on him, but he's doing much better. And, of course, he had the big defensive play in the finals in the Game 7.
Right, right.
And, no, he's played very well. You know, he's not going to put up the Minnesota numbers that he put up there. He averaged 26 and 13 his last year in Minnesota, which is crazy numbers.
But he's a world champion. He's a world champion, so who cares, right? Yeah.
I know. That's really what matters.
That's right. That's the bottom line.
They win the games. So he's doing quite well. And J.R. Smith's playing well right now for them. And he came in late. There's a long contract holdout, and he is now in camp and playing very well.
Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. You're listening to the voice of Bob Feinman, who's joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're highlighting his brand new book. The publisher Triumph Books has really hooked us up. This is a wonderful guest. The title of the book is 100 Things Cavalier Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Be sure, if you missed any of our interview tonight, you can go to podcastarena.com, and also we'd love to hear from all of our listeners out there across the country. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. Don't go away.